Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with pleasant temperatures in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping things comfortable. Meanwhile, Eilut is enjoying bright sunny skies, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, simultaneous alarms in Jordan and reports of damage to Iran's Bushehr nuclear facility. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that settler extremists are attacking Palestinians and Israeli democracy as a minority reshapes the country. Also this hour, from Mariv, a former Kuwaiti minister admits the balance of power favors America and Israel, revealing casualties by the axis of resistance. Separately, I-24 News states Iran is set to bury its slain supreme leader with uncertainty over his successor's public debut. And finally, Israel Hayom reports on the teachers' organization's million campaign against Minister Kish following a press conference and a strike threat. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a social media user, noted just minutes ago that the IDF and Shin Bet are systematically targeting participants of the October 7th massacre, including Khaled Abu Salam. Alon Lee Green, an activist, posted earlier today questioning how News 12 knew about an Israeli attack on Iran and criticized the government's gamble on citizens' lives. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based analyst, shared that the IRGC claimed a strike on U.S. infrastructure in Jordan, while the Jordanian military reported intercepting all but two of the launched missiles. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Iran and Jordan. Walla reports that alarms were triggered in Jordan due to a missile launch from Iran, coinciding with reported damage at Iran's Bushehr nuclear facility. This development raises tensions in the region, with potential impacts on nuclear diplomacy and security. Turning to domestic issues, the Jerusalem Post highlights attacks by settler extremists on Palestinians and Israeli democracy. A determined minority is reportedly reshaping the nation, a situation that could further polarize Israeli society and complicate peace efforts. Meanwhile, Kuwait's former Minister of Information has acknowledged Israel's military superiority, as reported by Mariv. He revealed casualties inflicted by the axis of resistance, underscoring the shifting power dynamics in the Middle East. This admission may influence regional alliances and political strategies. In other news, I-24 News covers Iran's preparations to bury its supreme leader. The uncertainty over his successor's public debut adds a layer of political intrigue, potentially affecting Iran's domestic and foreign policies. Finally, from Israel Hayom, the teachers' organization has launched a significant campaign against Education Minister Kish. Following a tense press conference, the group's actions could affect educational reforms and labor relations in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Apple has added Hebrew to its iOS 2.7 operating system. This inclusion marks a significant step for the Hebrew-speaking community, enhancing user experience on Apple devices. Separately, CTEC reveals that ExxonMobil is eyeing entry into Israel's offshore gas exploration. This move could bring substantial investment and technological expertise to Israel's energy sector. And finally, Globes reports that Azrieli is selling a stake in its data centers unit, Green Mountain. They're seeking a partner through Goldman Sachs, aiming to boost investment in Israel's tech infrastructure. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.